Prologue. The trail unwinding before Smith was just the sort he liked. Quiet. A crisp wind was cutting through the valley, on its way west from the mountains behind him, through the trees around him, and out to the grassy plains ahead. It was a good feeling, calming and fresh. That was what this new planet did best, made a man feel fresh. These valleys and the foothills and the grasslands beyond were filled with men and women looking to make money. They wanted to find their gold mines, their coal deposits, anything they could take out of the land and send back to civilization to make a pretty penny. Smith didn't want any of that. No, he was a drifter. He'd come to this world with his horse and his gun because he wanted to be left alone, like the drifters who'd gone before him. In the old days of the American West, they'd roamed the states, herded cattle, lived with the Indians. There were no Indians out here, though. Just real savages. There were no states out here, either. Just open land. That was as it should have been. Smith reckoned a man like himself would lose something if he got tied down by civilization. He had no inkling of what he'd have turned into if he'd been forced to live his life in a West that had filled up, where a man couldn't just drift. Sure, it probably would have been more secure, more regular and predictable, but who wanted that? Not him. Some folk wanted that, and that was their right. He wouldn't judge them for it. But it wasn't for him, so by rights, no one should judge him for his own wants. He'd just roam out onto those plains again, see where this new trail took him. Coming to a clearing, he slowed his horse and lifted his canteen to his lips, taking a deep swig of water before moving on.